Mrs. Lyons jumped from her chair. "His wife?" she cried. "He has no wife. He is not a married man."
"I have come here ready to prove that he is married. And the woman who calls herself his sister is really his wife," said Holmes.
He took some photographs and papers from his pocket and showed them to Mrs. Lyons. She looked at the photographs and read the papers. When she put them down, I could see that she had accepted the truth.
"I thought this man loved me," she said, "but he has lied to me. Ask me what you like, Mr. Holmes, and I will tell you the truth. I never thought any harm would come to Sir Charles. He was a dear old gentleman who was very kind to me. I would do nothing to hurt him."
"I believe you, Mrs. Lyons," said Holmes. "Now, let me tell you what I think happened. You can tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. First of all, I think Stapleton told you to write the letter to Sir Charles and to ask him for help. He also told you to ask Sir Charles to meet you at the Moor Gate. Then, after you had sent the letter, Stapleton persuaded you not to meet Sir Charles after all.